The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
She might grab the microphone, but she's going to preach next week. Come on, somebody. Yeah, and she told me what she was preaching. I was like, come on! Why can't you tell me that during my weeks? But it's already going to be good. I was like, girl, you better go ahead and say what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? But this morning, I want to give you guys just a little bit of a challenge. And as always, it's not just us here at City Place Church, but even throughout our worship, we've been having our guests from all across the country. We want to welcome you again to Orlando, Florida, as we do every single Sunday. We are a life-giving church that builds your dreams, ignite your faith, and establishes you as a leader that God's called you to be. And so right now you're watching online, and we welcome you. We're so appreciative that you would give up of your Sunday morning or whether you watch this later during the week to be a part of City Place Church. We do not take that for granted, and we appreciate you. City Place Church, can you celebrate every single person watching online this morning or later today? You can do better than that. You can do better than that. And so I figured I'd give you just a quick glimpse of what I'm going to talk about this morning via video. Why not one more time?
Hello. My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. Do you want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Those must be comfortable shoes. I bet you could walk all day in shoes like that and not feel a thing. I wish I had shoes like that.
My feet hurt.
Mom always said there's an awful lot you can tell about a person by their shoes. Where they gone? Where they been? I've worn lots of shoes. I bet if I think about it real hard, I could remember my first pair of shoes. Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Look at the person beside you and say, Mama always said. Look at your second choice and say, Mama always said. This morning, I'm just going to read one simple text to you and just give you some things that Mama always said. And maybe you can relate, and if you haven't had these deep conversations with mom, or maybe mom went to be with Jesus earlier, maybe mom just wasn't present in your life, I do want to tell you that by the end of this, Jesus is going to say something to you. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 2. The team's been working with me to get my presentation of chapter numbers together. Meaning that I don't need to say number because it's just a chapter. We were talking about that with a group of friends the other night, and they said, well, isn't it just clear that it's the chapter? Yes. John chapter 2. Chapter 2. Sometimes you got to speak to yourself over and over again until you get it, John. Chapter number. Oh, see, that just feels so good. Chapter 2, verse 1 says this, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Her name was Mary. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus looked at her and said, woman? Boy, if I would have said that to my mom. Anybody else? Woman? I would have woke up on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Of the next month. You know, anybody? Woman? I'm like, Jesus was bad. What does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, you just do it. I'm not even listening to him. Now, there were six sets of water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them to the brim, and he said to them, draw some out now, take it to the master of the feast, and they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made to wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn it out knew the water, the master called the bridegroom, and he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and then when the guests are well drunk, then they set out the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. Again, my focus is, Mama always said, let's pray. God, we thank you that we get to celebrate the great impact of strong women and moms. We thank you, Lord God, that there are things that we could learn and take from those women that have spoken life into us, help rear us, help us become who you have created us and calling us to be. And so this morning, God, we stand in appreciation of who you have placed in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody say, Mama always said. I love this story because it says that Jesus was at a wedding and he went with his mom and then he went with his disciples. And it says that they were there and they were partying and they ran out of wine. Here's the image that I want you to get. I want you to get an image in your mind of the weddings that you have been to. Some have been slamming. Some are the kind that you want to leave. It's like, oh my goodness, can we do something fun? And then there's others where you like the party just now getting started. And so I put out on Facebook, how do you see Jesus as he was at the wedding? Because it's hard sometimes. I always picture Jesus in his long robe with his disciples standing like this. Anybody else? You see Jesus being Jesus, but he hasn't done any miracles yet, so he's still not yet Jesus. He's just the Jesus that's been hanging out in the temple asking all the questions, and people are like, this dude is kind of smart, so he's not yet the Jesus that's walking on the water, doing all the miracles, he's just Jesus. Y'all know what I mean? He's not Jesus, he's Jesus. Y'all get what I'm saying? He's not Jesus, he's just Jesus. You know the stories of the celebrities, you're like, oh yeah, I saw them when they were in the middle school play, and they were over in the neighborhood. And then now since they're celebrities, it sounds like we know them now since they're on TV, but I don't really know them. I just knew them when they were at the middle school play. But now since they're the Oscar winner, they weren't them. Now since they're them, y'all okay? So this is Jesus before he was Jesus. He was just Jesus. Y'all are okay? So he's at the wedding. So I normally, I always pictured him that he's real solemn. He's pastoral. But then as I was posting it, right, I was like, what if Jesus was the dude that rolled in with his boys? Like, yo, we're here, yo. Last week we did the celebration. So, because I didn't know, because when I rolled to the wedding, my wife and I, we like, when it comes dance time, we're going dancing. Because it was a festivity. I don't know about y'all, in my community, there are several songs that's always played, either at a funeral or a wedding. It's the cha-cha slide or the electric slide. No matter what it is, it's like, no matter what, it's like, y'all know what time it is. It happens every time. So in my mind, I'm thinking that this is happening because this is still a community. And it said that the guy goes, hey, they saved the best, you know, wine normally at the beginning. And then they put out the best stuff when everybody's drunk. And in my family, when people are drunk, they loud and they dance with everybody. They will dance with this table. It's like, oh, you came to the party too, huh? Yeah. Hey, okay. So I'm imagining now that Jesus is not just stiff at the party. I'm imagining that Jesus is actually enjoying himself. He's just got his friends with him because he's been recruiting them. And they said, we'll follow you no matter where you go. So he has to bring them to the party because they left everything. You with me now? So they rolling with him because they said they were going to roll with him. So now they're at this party and they may not know anybody, but they were invited. So I don't see Jesus just kind of standing like this. I see Jesus kind of walking around. I don't know if Jesus was like, yo, DJ, track number 3 is normally my favorite. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world. I don't really know what they sang back in the day. So I see Jesus not just as just stoic. I see Jesus actually engaging but yet still quite the introvert. Anybody else? Now, here's the cool part about the story, is you can picture the wedding however you want. So if Jesus is doing that, or Jesus may be here. The main thing of the story is that Jesus was at the wedding. And so since Jesus is at the wedding, that lets us know that anything can happen. Can I tell you that whenever Jesus is wherever you are, anything can happen. So the story says that they're at the wedding and he's hanging out and he's with mom and mom's like, Jesus, you look good. You came out of the house. You're looking nice. All your friends look real nice. It didn't say that, but I'm just taking y'all into the story because this is how I see it in my mind. And so they're hanging out and all of a sudden, emergency, all the liquor's gone. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Again, that's how it happened at my party. How I grew up. No, it's not like that. Okay, I don't want to kill you spiritually. But it says that the wine is gone. Okay, y'all all right? Just want to make sure that I ain't losing nobody spiritually. So the wine is gone, and mom knows that the wine is a vital part of the celebration. And for some reason, mom is in the environment to find out that there's a need. I don't know why Mary got involved in this. I have no clue why mamas always are drawn to the needs of others. See, look at you trying to preach. You preaching next week. You let me preach this thing, girl. Everybody watching online, they can't see his conflict now. All right, here we go. So look now, we got to act like we got everything together because people be watching, all right? I find it amazing that it was a mom that says, there's a need here, and my family's going to do something about it. I love strong ladies who can look outside of just their home and say, there's a need in my community. There's a need, and I'm sensitive to it. And so she looks at her boy, she said, Jesus, these people need something to drink. She didn't say how to get it done. We don't know if she was meaning run to the corner, go to the spot, buy some more. But we do see Jesus go, I think I know what you mean. I love it that even when moms are asking us what seems to be surface to us, it's a question that's actually trying to draw purpose out of us. Jesus knew that she wasn't just asking him to solve the problem. She knew that He knew that she was tapping into purpose. See, moms have a way of speaking to you, and you might disagree, but it's speaking to your purpose. Moms, see, every time you speak, sometimes as kids or mentees and people that you're talking to, we respond in a way, woman, why are you talking to me? But really what you're saying is I'm trying to speak beyond what you see to the purpose that's on the inside of you. So moms, can I tell you that every time you speak, we are listening, even though we may respond as if you're bothering us. Ladies who are mentoring other people right now, we are listening to you, even though it seems like we don't want to be bothered. So Jesus looks at her and says, girl, what you want? Why are you bothering me? And I love the fact that she ignored him. And she looked and said, he gonna tell you what to do, you just do that. I love the fact that moms can look beyond. I love that. Somebody said foolishness. Moms can look beyond what could be an obstacle to some and see opportunity and the value in others. Come here. He's going to tell you exactly what to do because you're going to play a role as well in this. I love that moms could not only see the purpose in me, but also look, move to the side. Will you come here? You're going to help him out. Moms have a way of grabbing people who, the neighborhood kids and the ones in the neighborhood say, you riding with me today. You don't have nothing to wear, I'll buy you something. I know that it doesn't look like that in the story, but that's kind of like what I see. And so, come on, you riding with me. You, Whatever he says to do, you do. So if I could just give you a couple of things just to create the parameters of what I feel like mama was saying to Jesus. I'd like to give you 7. Is that okay? And then we're going to have, we always have food to celebrate. We're going to celebrate some more. And so she looks at him and says, Jesus, they ain't got no wine. Jesus looks and says, woman, what you want me to do? Move out the way. Whatever he tells you to do, you do. Go get the 6 water pots. Bring them back. Bring them over. And then y'all know what happens. Water becomes wine. Here's what mama was saying to Jesus. She was saying, Jesus, don't look past anybody's need. Jesus, don't look past anybody's needs. I know they just need the wine, but it's a need for them. It's a need. Mamas have a way to tell you, don't be selfish. Right now is when they need you. And so Jesus is leaning in and she says, don't look past nobody's needs. Because, son, you are here to fill people's voids. Because that's what the angel spoke to me, Jesus. You are going to be the savior for all. And right now, these people need something else to drink. So don't look past their need. You fill their void. So mamas have a way of just telling you, listen, don't look past nobody's need. You feel that. Look at the person beside you and say, mama always say it. Here's the third thing. Mama always said you possess power to influence and change the place where you are. Jesus, you are at the wedding. There's a need, there's a void, you can fill it. Shift the atmosphere. These people are worrying about what they don't have. You have the power and the influence to change this whole atmosphere. The party was going downhill. We don't have no wine. Jesus, you have the power and the influence to bring this party back up again. Jesus, what you gonna do? Here's the fourth thing. Jesus, I know this ain't your time because you just told me that. But can I tell you, Jesus, that you have been prepared for moments that seem beyond your reach? He says, woman, it's not my time. She says, look, y'all go and y'all get ready. He's gonna send y'all to the corner store or something like that. Sometimes we have a way of feeling like it's not our time to live out our purpose and our destiny. But the moms and the women in our life have a way of speaking life into you and say, you are ready. Jump out the boat, go. Go be all that God's called you to be. And mama looks at him and says, son, I'm talking to you because now is your time. She doesn't even give a response. She just says, y'all do whatever he says. It's his time right now. I love the fact that mama knew what his full purpose was. And knew that there was obviously a God start date, but she still said, I'm your mama. And I love the fact that Jesus was pliable enough to go, she is my mama. See, sometimes, I love the fact, now watch, sometimes we could go, Jesus was 100% spiritual. This shows you that Jesus says, spiritually, I don't think I'm ready, but because my mama asked me to, I'm gonna do it. Did you see that? We sometimes just view the spiritual side of Jesus, the water-walking one, the one who ascended when he rose from the grave and forgot that Jesus was a boy, a young man who had to obey his mama. Do you see that the spiritual side of him was like, I'm not ready yet. But the mama side said, it's go time. Mamas can release your purpose and your destiny. And you waiting over here on the spiritual side. And mama's going now. Now's the time. Go. Tell you a quick story. When I was 16 years old, I applied, and I may have told the story before, I applied to be a ball boy for the Washington Bullets. They turned me down the first time. And I went home, and I said, Mom, I didn't get in. This is what she told me. She said, Damon, uh-uh. No. That's not what we prayed for. She said, here's what I want you to do. And if you even meet my mom, she'll do everything I'm telling you right now. She'll do all this. Mom, if you're watching, this is what you do. You've been doing it all your life. So here we go. She said, this is not what we prayed for. She said, this is not what we prayed for. Here's what you're going to do. Every single day, you're going to go through the house. You're going to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm a ball boy for the Washington Bullets. I was like, but Mom, I didn't get it. She goes, no. That's not what we're going to say. You're going to walk through this house every single day. You say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm a ball boy for the Washington Bullets. So literally, literally, every single day I'd be like, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm a ball boy for the Washington Bulls. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And every single day I'm like, Mom, ain't nothing. She goes, boy, what did I tell you? Every single day. Seriously, if you meet my mom, she'll say, every single day, you say, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm a ball boy for Washington Bulls. Every single day, Lord God, I thank you, Lord Washington Bulls. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, do you know that 1 month into the season, someone left and they called me and said, hey, Damon, we wanted you to know if you'd be a ball boy for the Washington Bullets. Sometimes mama tell you that it doesn't look like it's your season, but it is your season. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mama always said, remove the excuses and life change can happen. My season ain't there yet. Then she says, do whatever he says. She had those men make sure that Jesus wasn't going to stand still. She had those men active so that Jesus couldn't do nothing but respond. Moms have a way of pushing you out there and having your whole environment begin to shape what God's called you to be. Mom could have said, you know what, Jesus, you're right. But she said, nope, Jesus, it's go time. Move obstacles. First obstacle, you need some help? Right here. Listen to him. Mama always said, obstacles can't stay. Obstacles can't stay. So mama said, hey, get that so that we can change these people's lives. The reason why mama said it is because when obstacles are removed, you can see the potential in anything. Jesus looks around. He says, I got those water pots. Those water pots. Bring me the water pots. The story says that I read to you that the water pots were used for ceremonial purification. Can I describe to y'all what that is? That's for hand and foot washing. It was used when people would come into a wedding to wash off their hands and their feet. It was also used during time when people would go into the temple because it would begin to prepare the priest before they would go in to sacrifice on behalf of the people. So the water pots they were using was your sink. Y'all okay? I don't. If y'all want a glass of juice right now, and I had the bowl from my bathroom sitting over there, it would be a little hesitation. Jesus looks and he says, grab the water pots. The reason why is because when the excuses are removed, I can see the potential in anything. Mama said that in the story. So around you, every single day of your life is opportunities. And sometimes they look like a sink or a water pot that is filthy, dirty, where people have come through the door because they partying and they washing off their feet and they're washing their hands. And Jesus looks at it and says, oh, I can use that. It leads me to believe that the dirty areas of your life, the dirty places of your past, Jesus looks at it and says, I can use that because the obstacles have been removed. Y'all okay? Y'all quiet on this Mother's Day. I'm just showing you what Jesus' mama said to him. When the obstacles are removed, possibilities exist. How many of y'all have ever been driving and there's been like a building being built and then it's built and you go, when did they build that? It's because your perspective changes when you realize that there's possibility. It looked like it was just dirt, but the contractor says, here's a building, here's a mall, and they already see it, and then you finally see it. If we remove the obstacles in our life, the excuses of it's not my time, do what he says, then we see the water pots. So all around you in your life right now, their opportunities. And I pray that you as a woman or the woman that's been in your life has spoken life into you. And if maybe you didn't have that motherly figure, you're here today to be that to somebody else. You don't have to be a mom to make an investment into somebody else's life. And so when you remove the obstacles, anything is possible. So Jesus takes this sink, these water pots, And he says, go fill them up with water. And it says that there's 20 to 30 gallons that these dudes are grabbing hold of. And by the miraculous power of Jesus Christ, before it was time, but because his mama told him that you've been positioned for this, you've got power and influence to change the atmosphere. As soon as it touches Jesus' hands, or as soon as Jesus puts it in his environment, or as soon as Jesus gives the instruction, or as soon as Jesus speaks to it, it changes. Can I tell you that if you will allow Jesus Christ in your environment to speak life, to touch it, to hold it, to grab your dirty place, it now becomes life-giving. The dirty places of your life can become life-giving if you will just place it in the environment of Jesus Christ. Here's the thing. The men themselves carried the dirty pots. But Jesus told them what to do. And the instruction that he gave was pour out. Can I tell you that your story may look one way, but when you begin to pour it out, it becomes life-giving. I'm preaching. I don't preach for a response, but I pray that you're getting it. The dirty places of your life you will have to handle. But when he says pour it out, it becomes life-giving. Notice how he didn't let the pot stay empty. He said, fill it up with water and then pour it out. Can I tell you that Jesus Christ can fill the empty, broken, dirty place that when people see, they go, I don't want to touch it. But by the time Jesus gets through with you, whether he puts his hand on you or just speaks life to you, by the time you pour yourself out, you become life-giving. All of us in here, because mama said, or your mentor said, or that special woman, when Jesus gets a hold of you, let him grab hold of that dirty water pot, your past, the mistake you made last night, the sin, which we is defined biblically as missing the mark. Let Jesus have that dirty place that when others see, they don't want to touch it. But Jesus says, will you grab that? I'll use that. Fill it up with living water and pour it out. Let Jesus in this season position you with all of your stories from your past and your yesterday and pour it out. That's just because that's what his mama said. When you remove the obstacles, you can see the potential in anyone. I'm closing. I only have one more. God wants to pour out of you living water. It just looks like wine. Jesus pours into you water, but when you pour it out, it refreshes somebody else. It says that he gave the wine, the first glass, to the MC, the masters of ceremony, the host of the party, and he looks at them and says, wait a second, the batch that I've tasted was better than the original batch. You have done something that has never been done to any party I've ever hosted. You've saved the best for last. Huh. Can I tell you that Jesus Christ, for your life, has saved the best part of your life for this season of your life? You have given the best part at the end of the party after you use the dirt. So can I tell you that the best part of your life is going to be allowing Jesus to pour into where you are now, to pour you out, to impact somebody else. Y'all okay? I'm gonna walk through it one more time. Jesus gets you right by dealing with you. He pours into you because you need it. He pulls you out, pours into you. You pour out, you look totally different. When people are around you, when they're done looking at you, they say the best part is in front of me. Meaning that when they get to you, they're now seeing the best part of you. The best part of you is impacting them, not the water part impacting them, not the dirty part impacting them. It's the best part impacting them. Y'all okay? You don't have to worry about Jesus dealing with your past. You just have to know that the best part is who people will see. So by the time he pours you out and you've shared your past story, people will look past the fact that you were strung out on drugs and see the fact that you walked with Jesus. They're not going to identify with your past. They're going to see the fact that you saved the best part for last. So can I tell you this morning that if there was one more thing that Jesus' mama would have said, she would have said, Jesus, the impact that you make is going to be exponential. Because not only did the master taste it, but he was like, give this to everybody. And so as Jesus Christ impacts your life, just know that is not something you want to hold on to and say, oh, this was just good for me. Now the MC's like, hey! Second half is about to begin. Party time! Because it was better after the encounter with Jesus Christ. So mama always said that there was going to be purpose. Mama always said, hey, there's a need. You got to fill that void. Mama said, hey, I know you may not be ready, but you have been. Mama said, hey, listen now, you got to remove them obstacles. You remove them obstacles, you see those opportunities. I'm telling you. And mama would say that once God's filled you.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.